good evening. Listening to Mind Funnel. Apparently today's Earth Day. I think we were just on bird sounds and environmental sounds there for the last little bit. I don't know if you're tuning in from that, but welcome to the show. This is Torbjorn here, your host of Mind Funnel. 10th show, big day. Got a special guest on the show here. We'll introduce him a bit later. He's brought some of his own music, his own tastes on the show. You're listening to Mind Funnel on CSEK 939 FM, coming to you from unceded Kasia territory of the Girimdun clan. So I'm going to let a few songs go here, and then we'll come back to you with some chats about metal and what's going on in our world today. We'll be right back. Yes, that is sweet. More cowbell. Bring on the cowbell. I like that. That was Lancaster with The Train. And before that was Power Trip with Executioner's Tax. The Power Trip song was a request from Roger on Face for Radio. Thanks, Roger. Speaking of Executioner's Tax, you guys done your taxes? It is tax season. Jordy, are you on?
I think yes, I am on.
Yes, here he is.
Hey, dear.
He came in soft, so just to make sure. How's it going, Jordy? You're my special guest.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to join another metalhead.
Nice. Yeah.
Fellow metalhead.
You had a metal show not long ago, and
was it the Before Times? You know,
it was the Before Times.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Stone Ages. Were you using Flint?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, back in the day, back before the times.
That's sweet. And what? Why'd you take a break? What happened there?
I guess just had to. It was just my time. I'd done tons and tons of shows, and I just had to take a break from it for a bit. And
I gotcha.
You know, now I'm back on the air. You know.
Yeah.
With my new show.
Cool. Your new show called
Tektides and Timberlines.
Tektides and Timberlines, and there's like two or three shows in.
Yeah, we've done two.
Sweet. And you can join me for a couple metal shows now and then.
Oh man, I love it.
Good.
I love it.
Yeah.
And you know, I listen to your show. This is, what show is it?
Number 10.
Number 10.
This means I have two time slots.
Wow.
And I got my picture up on the wall. It's huge, big times.
Living the dream, really.
Yeah, living the dream, really. Yeah, cool. I put together sort of a thrashy-ish show. It's got a mix of stuff that, I've been listening to of new, like this last Lancaster band. Next song I'm going to play is a Mutoid Man song. I can't ever say that word. And then Jordy came in with a couple of songs that we'll mix in there too.
Oh, from strange places, actually. One of them's from a very strange place.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean between Iceland and Norway.
Okay, Faroe. No, Faroe Island's closer to...
No, it's called, I'll look it up here, it's called Tórshavn.
Faroe
Island.
It is Faroe Island.
Faroe Island, Tórshavn. You said
that. Yeah.
Halfway between Iceland and Norway. I didn't even know that place existed.
It's beautiful. It looks beautiful.
It's crazy.
It's like a very Instagrammable place.
Well, I went and looked. I'm like, they're from Tórshavn? Where's that? Yeah. And I looked on Google Maps. I'm like, I'm zooming in. There's Iceland. Cool. There's Norway. What? There's
there better be metal bands from there.
Well, yeah. I mean, and clearly very Viking influenced.
Cool.
Viking influenced.
That's about, you know, 8 or 9 songs in. We'll get there. I'm excited for that. Thanks for bringing that on. A couple of songs. Let's get back into it. Here you go. Some music for you guys. Next song here is Mutoid Man with Unborn. A little bit of thrash / post-thrash. All right.
Metal. We'll be right back.
Oh, sweet. That was High on Fire with Cometh the Storm. Yeah, thanks for bringing that one on. That was
man,
sweet.
I didn't even realize that they won the 2019 Grammy Award for Best Metal Performer.
Nice.
So big. Like, yeah. They've been around.
They're well known.
This is brand new. That was brand new.
Sweet. Yeah, I know. I saw that. It's been coming up in my feed. So quick question before we keep going to your next song you brought in. You know, why metal? Like, what draws you to metal? Just name a few things that...
It's highly therapeutic.
Yeah, I find the same. I totally agree.
I'm after I, you know, put my headphones on and I turn up, yeah, like, the most angry, like, just ridiculously angry music I can possibly find.
Yeah.
And I just listen to it for, like, 10,
angry,
20 minutes.
Angry sounding?
Ooh, yeah. it's like a 20-minute... Yeah. Meditation
yeah,
session.
Yeah, it's like you're that aggressive, so I don't have to be.
Well, yeah, it's just like this weird, you know, it's like a release, you know, and you stop. And, you know, like all the metalheads that I know are the chillest
totally
people.
No, exactly.
Like so chill.
And I love, like, I always have to, of course, I don't have to explain myself, but a lot of people are sort of put off by the vocals, right? The harsh vocals, the distortion. But for me, like, that's... like I find that grinding vocal really cool and like inhuman and kind of calming actually.
Well, it's like a, I don't know. It's a different, like people experiment with sound, right?
Yeah, so it's just like an instrument, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And some of the most amazing metal people. Yeah. They just view their voice as just, again, like you say, another instrument.
Yeah.
Just adds to it.
Totally. And, but it's admittedly an acquired taste. Like you don't get used to that right away. Like, no. I didn't go from listening to Green Day straight to like High on Fire and you know, like At the Gates. Like, it wasn't a straight line.
No, it usually isn't. And it's funny. Well, I have this joke, this long, ongoing joke where it's like, you know, when you get into music, first you're like, you know, you're really into punk because that's all you know how to play.
Right.
And then you like, you maybe get into country, maybe get a little bit of rock and roll, blues maybe, and then you get really into it and you're like, oh, actually I'm going to get more in complex. And you're like, okay, this alternative rock sounds pretty cool. I got some cool stuff going on. Mm. But then you get to a point where you're so talented that you're like, I got two directions I can go in. I can go into classical music. Or I can go into metal.
Yeah. It's just this constant escalation, right?
Exactly.
I always have this joke when I get come across really heavy stuff like Sumac, which is if we like on the playlist a bit later. Like I just love imagining like five dudes sitting around trying to come up with the heaviest shit they could ever come up with. Like, what's heavier than our last thing? It's like, this is heavier than our last thing. It's just like constant escalation and like dirtier sounds. And I don't know. I find it funny. It's amusing to me.
Yeah. And like, how fast can you play? Let me show you how fast I can play. I can play faster than you. And then the drummer comes in. He's like, actually, guys,
there's a limit.
I've got three double kicks here. Let's see if you can catch up to me.
Yeah. I've actually got two people playing double bass. Sweet. What do we got? I think I've named them all. It's fine.
The next one's pretty cool.
Next one's pretty cool. It got Heavy Temple with, you pronounce that, Hyrath.
Hyrath. With an A and an E.
An A and an E. Oh, a good time to thank a sponsor, our most metal sponsor, Mountain Eagle Books. Located on 3rd Avenue. That wasn't metal.
Can you say, wait.
Mountain Eagle Books.
No, I can't even do it.
All right.
Okay. Got to work on a growl.
This is bad. As a metalhead, I should have put more work into that.
Yeah, we need practice next time.
Yeah, no, we should go to vocal school, work on that. So, apologies from both of us.
Mountain Eagle Books!
Okay.
Music.
Again, apologies.
Yeah.
Thank God for Sumac. Where would Sludge be without Sumac?
That's a 12-minute amazing song.
I love those guys.
It was heavy.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I was just talking about how I saw them in Boston a couple summers ago. They are incredibly heavy, and the drummer is amazing. Nick, I can't remember his last name, Nick Yakshin. He's from Vancouver. He's so damn good.
Another Vancouver metal musician.
Yeah.
There's so many good ones from
there. Yeah, he plays with a few bands there. I'm going to blank on who I'm trying to come up with, but he plays with a couple of cool bands there. Cool. So that was Sumac with Yellow Dawn. New music from Sumac. And before that was Lancaster with Hell Campaign. Again, you're listening to Mind Funnel. I'm Torbjorn, and special guest on the show, Jordy.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Where did you get the name Mind Funnel from?
I was just sitting around thinking about, like, what would be a cool, what's metal? Like, what sounds metal? And it's like, for me, it inspires visions of, like, a bit of, like, it's like a little bit high, like,
Is it because you're shoving all this sound into your head through this funnel?
Maybe.
Just like,
maybe.
Because like metal is known for this like complete sound, right? Yeah. Like the complete.
Yeah. It's supposed to give off a very psychedelic feeling, Mind Funnel. I had a few competing names when I was trying to come up with a show name. And the other one was Cosmic Drone Operator was another one, but that's a good band name. But
that's a great band.
But that's not a good radio show name.
It's like Cosmic Drone. What's the line? What's the line between radio show and band name?
That's right.
Like really.
Yeah. and that was actually a play on a song, Drone Corpse Operator, Archspire, Vancouver band, Archspire. Actually, you know those guys? We should play it. Okay, I'm gonna have you back, Jordy, for a Vancouver area
just Vancouver
show.
Only
yeah,
and of course we'll play Devin Townsend.
Yeah, we just talked about Devin Townsend, you know, the godfather of metal,
the godfather DC. Of metal, who's from Vancouver.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, he's huge in Japan.
Really?
Yeah, worldwide, man. Like,
and I'm surprised.
Oh, he's big there.
He's all over the place. He's in like the Scandinavian countries. He's just everywhere.
Yeah, and you're saying he produces a lot of Scandinavian metal.
Tons.
In Flames and Soul Work.
Yeah. Oh man,
really cool. So before we go on, I was just talking about like Cosmic Drone Operators, but what was that about?
Oh, we were talking about
black holes.
Oh my God.
Did you know white holes are a thing, listeners?
Yeah, I heard of white holes.
Is that new? Is it that new information?
Well, it's new to me.
Okay.
So, I'm not a theoretical physicist, but apparently in general relativity, a white hole is a hypothetical region of space-time and singularity that cannot be entered from the outside, although energy, matter, light, and information can escape from it. In a sense, it's the reverse of a black hole, which energy, matter, and light, and information can escape. So white holes appear in the theory they appear in theory of eternal black holes. In addition to a black hole region in the future, such solution of blah 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 Wikipedia article. But anyway, they're like you can't go into it because stuff's coming out of it like so fast, and you can't like go close to it because it's like. Oh. But apparently,
sounds like interdimensional.
Yeah, apparently it's the reverse of a black hole, which is trippy. So it's producing energy and mass and light and weird.
It's been great having you on the show. Like, we've been talking about sci-fi. Yeah, nice brother from another mother.
I feel like anybody who's into metal probably is also into sci-fi and weird stuff. And
fantasy novel. I read a lot of fantasy too.
Speaking of fantasy, so we're going to be ending out on some tracks. So the next one's Tear, which is very folk metal,
cool
fantasy. They probably have like swords and axes like above the mantles of their fireplaces.
Yeah.
They're very like, they're from, you know, halfway between Norway and Iceland. They're so Viking.
Yeah.
Like the name's Tear. I mean, of course they're Viking.
Tear. Tyr from Thorshavn. Guaranteed. Cool. Nice.
I mean, the song's called Axes. I mean, what do you want?
Yeah. No, you know, I feel like they know what they're talking about. They know the image or the message you're trying to put out there.
Well, that's good.
Great. All right. Next song, we got Tyr with Axes.
And I guess it's like, it's a long one, and I guess it's almost top of the hour.
Yeah, are we going to fade out with that song? Maybe?
I don't know. It's 8:56. So probably it's like a 4-minute song, so it's basically the last one.
But we got to cover 9 minutes because I don't want to, you know. Anyway, okay. We'll see how it goes. We got a couple songs lined up.
Nice.
Well, I'd rather fade out at the end of my other show. Away. Yeah. Let's burn this place down.
Do it.